WCSM, for Sports First, on air and online. We welcome you to this WCSM Sports Presentation.
Michael Mayers, your squad winner of their last four games, now 11-8 on the campaign, come in at 2-5 in the MAAC. They'll take on the homestanding Wildcats, Michael Lindbergh's squad, 11-7 and 4-3 in the MAAC. It's the Indians and the Wildcats JV contest in the book. And Mr. A JV win here at home, 52-46. My name is Ron Rutherford. I will have play-by-play tonight right next to me, the Rocket Man. We'll take care of color and that. Let's take a break. When we return, we'll talk about last night's girls' action.
Today is Find a Job Friday. HometownOpportunity.com, your source to connect with local companies and talent, is featuring these latest postings. The Fremont Company has a full-time opening for general production labor, food processing. Mercer County Board of Developmental Disabilities is seeking a service and support administrator, social work caseworker. An ergonomic sales specialist is needed at FlexArm, and Al Borman Trucking has an opening for a stone slinger truck driver. You can check out these postings and many more at hometownopportunity.com. Hashtag Find a Job Friday.
Since 1986, Water Furnace proved you can save up to 70% on heating and cooling your home. Water Furnace 7 Series is the only variable capacity geothermal heat pump to earn Energy Star Most Efficient Awards. Don't be fooled. Not all geo units are qualified and not all contractors are state licensed. Raise is. We've been installing Water Furnace for over 29 years and the only dealer in Mercer County. Raise Refrigeration, Heating, Cooling, and Appliances, North Edge of Coldwater since 1946.
If a client calls the office and no one is around to hear it, does the phone make a sound?
Hello, no one is available to take your call right now.
Of course. And if no one is around to answer, think of the lost opportunity. Don't let missed, dropped, or failed calls be a standard for your company. Wabash's hosted business phone system is the last phone system you'll ever need. From one phone to 100 phones, you'll get big business capabilities at a small business price. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
Welcome back to HometownOpportunity.com. Find a Job Friday pregame. Still, the four recovery Indians in town. They'll take on the Minster Wildcats. Guys, act tonight. Last night, the girls went out for the last Thursday night during the regular season. Bracken, we had a good one over the Portside Fieldhouse. A late three-pointer by freshman Danae Hoing. And the Minster Wildcats pick up a win, 38-35.
Yeah, I tell you, no Minster Wildcats in double digits. Fisher led the way with 9 points. Good, outstanding shooting in that ball game. Minster ended up 6 of 16 from behind Eric for recovery. 4 of 13, Grace Chin led the way for the Indians, 14 points.
Yeah, great basketball game throughout, 6 different ties in that basketball game. The San Jose Redskins, Wendy Mormon squad, hot here late this season. They won 4 of their last 5. A win last summer at Parkway makes them 13-9.
Outscoring them 33-17 there in the second half, leading the way for the Redskins was Sebring. She had 17 points in the face. Was 11 for Parkway.
And we take a look at the Marion local Flyers. They snap about a 10-game losing streak. A big third or fourth quarter, I should say, at home. And they beat New Knoxville 44-40.
Yeah, a couple of ladies in double digits for Marion local. Heidi Rethman, she ended up with 14. Kelsey Caning, 11 for New Knoxville. Megan Jurassic, she ended up with 13 points. But again, Marion local outscores New Knoxville in the fourth quarter to win by 4.
Exactly right. In our other game, in just 4 games last night, for sales, the champion in the MAC already done. But it was the Delta St. John's Blue Jays falling to New Bremen. Cardinals got up by 15 points after one quarter and kind of coasted the victory.
Yeah, it was all first half for New Bremen. It was Duber. She had 12 points for St. John's. Well, for New Bremen, Hangman had 10, and Janome had 14.
And then we take a look at the MAC standings for the fourth time in school history on the girls' basketball court. Jackie Stonebreakers, Versailles Staggers, a champion, 2008, 13, 14, and now in 17. And they ran the table. 9-0, ended up number one in the state, 21-1.
Minster ends up runner-up at 8-1, and then followed by 2 6-3 teams. Four recovery in Coldwater, and then with 5 wins, New Bremen, 4 wins, St. Henry, 3 wins, Marion Local, a couple wins for Parkway, St. John's, Knoxville. This year did not get a league win.
Yeah, great season. In fact, Rock, when you take a look at overall wins, 7 out of 10, and then you had a 9-win Parkway team. Had double-digit wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's very competitive. I thought this year was the most competitive. You had a couple of up top that kind of pulled away, but overall, every Thursday night was a great ball game.
Absolutely. We were lucky enough to go to a game every Thursday night. Let's take a break, and we're going to take a look at the boys' tourney brackets on your sports leader, WCSM.
With the health and continued prosperity of our community in mind, we ask each member of our community to consider investing in our Building on a Promise campaign, which supports our West Wing expansion at Mercer Health's Mercer County Community Hospital. This project truly encapsulates all that is good about our community, as there is no better way for a community to care for its own than by supporting the health and well-being of its residents. For more information about your hometown healthcare provider, visit mercer-health.com.
At Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, we recognize the hard work, dedication, and teamwork required to build a successful program. Along with these programs, it takes a community and fans to keep them thriving. Layfield Industrial is proud to be a part of this community and a sponsor of local schools and various events. With a knowledgeable team that takes pride in your success, stop in and shop with us. Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, with locations in Coldwater and Greenville.
Do you have dings, dents, maybe a few scratches? No worries. Take your ride to Carriage Works. Their huge state-of-the-art facility means that your car will get repaired quicker and better than if you took it anywhere else in the area. Carriage Works, your ultimate body shop, celebrating 25 years of serving West Central Ohio, where you'll always get a fair, upfront, and honest deal. So if you're not a fan of this, get to Carriage Works on the east edge of St. Henry on 118.
Welcome back to the hometownopportunity.com. Hashtag find a job Friday pregame show. It's full recovery and down tonight. It'll be the Indians and the Wildcats. Friday, let's do some bracket checking, starting with Division II, the Ohio Northern District, playing games at Lima Senior and Finley High School.
Yeah, only four teams not in the WBL. You start out with Defiance and Bryan. That's 6-12 going against 7-10. And then you also got Shawnee taking on Scott. Walpock versus Napoleon. That's all the first round. That all filters into Lima Senior, Elida, the winning team there. And then Wauseon down there, as you mentioned, in Finley. They're the number one team.
Yeah, Wauseon ranked number one in the state when you talk about number one, 19-0 overall. The winner of that, they'll take on the winner of St. Mary's and Sinai. They'll play Tuesday night at Finley at 7 o'clock. The Bulldogs 4-15, St. Mary's 7-12. And then the bottom of that bracket, you've got Van Wert at 10-8, taking on Maumee. And then on the bottom, Kent, 12-7, taking on Bath. Again, all that action eventually will go to Lima Senior and Finley, and eventually they'll end up at King Orange Center.
Yeah, it should be a very interesting Division II. And if you look at Division III, the other WBL team going to the Lima District is OG. They're the number one seed there at 19-1. They're going to be taking on either Sensenbrenner or Fairview. But in the bottom of the part of the bracket, we'll see one of these teams and the Cavaliers.
Yeah, the Indians will take on Liberty Benton. The Indians, the 5 seed, Liberty Benton, the 10 seed. From the BVC, the Blanchard Valley Conference, the number 3 seed Van Buren waits the winner of that game. And then in the bottom of that bracket, Coldwater takes on Delphus Jefferson, the Cavaliers, a 4 seed, Jefferson, 11 seed. And then you got LCC and Elmwood. LCC, a rare down year this year.
Yeah, I was just going to think, too, the Lima District, that used to be controlled by OG and LCC. OG still looks very good, but now some other teams getting a chance.
Exactly right. And then speaking of Division 3, how about the Versailles Tigers? I got a feeling that they're going to coast on into the district semi. Rocket, they will play, if they win their first game, they play a 22 seed. And if they do win that, they'll play a 23 seed.
Yeah, and waiting on them is Milton Union. Then if you go up top, the next best team might be West Liberty Salem. They're a 9 seed. They take on Arcanum, where that takes on Greenview. So it looks like they'll be cruising through Northmont and eventually the UD.
Yeah, I would say everybody tried to avoid the Versailles Tigers. Let's take a break and we'll look at the D4 bracket on your Sports Center, WCSM.
At Fort Recovery Lumber, family reputation means a lot. That's why they sell Anderson windows and patio doors. Anderson quality is built into every window and door. If you want natural wood interiors or vinyl, Anderson offers both. Plus, their craftsmanship is outstanding. Fort Recovery Lumber has been a family-owned business since 1915. And today, the fourth generation is keeping the family tradition. For all your building and remodeling needs, you only need Fort Recovery Lumber on Wabash Road, north edge of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Lumber, committed to quality and service.
For years, Mulder Trucking in Maria Stein has been a premier trucking company, ensuring that your product gets to where it needs to go on time. No one is as dependable as Mulder Trucking Company when it comes to refrigerated or dairy hauling. Mulder Trucking Company is a family-owned business offering a great work environment. So if you're an over-the-road driver, you should consider employment opportunities with Mulder Trucking Company. Mulder Trucking, now hiring drivers and milk haulers. Mulder Trucking on Industrial Drive in Maria Stein. They're in it for the long haul.
Welcome back to Minster Elementary School. Rocket, let's talk some D4 brackets. Let's go to the Elida District, the Elida Fieldhouse, starting with number 9, Parkway, taking on number 10, Antwerp.
Yeah, both of them very similar records. Parkway right around an 8-9 win record. Antwerp around 10-11 wins. Winner that takes on the number 1 Crestview, always a good team, had 16 wins at Thurman Drum.
Yeah, at 16-3, Northwest Conference. I don't know if they're the champion. I'd have to take a peek at that. But the winner of that, 3 teams will eventually go to Elida, and then there's a 4-5 play-in game. The Big Green of Ottaville from the Putnam County League, 14-5. They'll take on Fort Jennings, 14-6. So a couple of maybe 14, 15, 16-win teams will play the first round to go to the district. And then in the bottom, you got some more 14, 15, and 16-team wins.
Yeah, of 11 teams, 8 of them got at least double-digit wins. And you got Wayne Trace. They got the 2-seed. They're sitting there. And then you got Lincoln View, Continental. Lincoln View, 12 wins. Continental, look, just a couple wins. St. John's gets the number 3-seed. How about that? And they're just about 500 on the year. They're going to take on either Hicksville 50 wins or Ayersville 14.
Yeah, so all kind of – it's a loaded district, that is for sure. How about another loaded district, the one that will go to Wapaw, play-in games at Lyman Bath and also Coldwater High School. Let's talk about the Bath sectional first. It'll start Tuesday night, the 27th. 12-seed Ridgemont with 2 wins will take on Temple Christian with the 10 wins, and the winner of that will get the number 1 seed in this district, plus the number 11 team in the state.
Yeah, how about that? The winner take on the Marion Local Flyers. Flyers, you just had that big win against their Shields last week in 14-15, I think now about 16 wins. It seems like they just keep improving. In the bottom part of the bracket, you got New Bremen. They're playing one of them early games. That's a 16 going against 5. Barry, where that will take on Upper Soda Valley.
Upper Soda Valley with 15-4 record, the 3-seed, as you said. Bottom of the bracket, they'll play at Coldwater, the opener on Tuesday night. That's the 27th. Will be Waynesville Goshen with 4 wins against Ada, also 4 wins. Winner of that will get Eric Rosenbeck's gang.
Yeah, then that should be really good. Taking on the Standard Redskins. They keep the beat going on, too, right now. 17-3 during tournament draw. Bottom part, these Minster Wildcats taking on the winner of Allen East and New Knoxville. This is almost like a steel cage match.
Absolutely. Rocket, we will take a break. When we return, we'll break down the Indian and Wildcat season on your sports leader, WCSM.
There's nothing better than a classic McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich. A crisp, golden brown fish filet topped with cheese and smothered in McDonald's tangy tartar sauce. But there is something better. 2 Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. A 2 Filet-O-Fish sandwich extra value meal for just $6.99. But hurry, it's only available for a limited time. The catch of the day is available at your local Monford Family McDonald's.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Full Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Full Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your night here at the hometownopportunity.com hashtag find a job free Friday pregame show. But let's break down the Indians, the Full Recovery Indians under head coach Mike Bayshore. His first year, they start the season with 3 straight wins, beat St. Mary's at home, go to Greenville and pick up a 79-72 overtime win, would follow that with another overtime win over Devils Jefferson, 56-45, but then would take on St. John's and lose for the first time.
Yeah, that ended up being a 48-45 loss. Then they picked up a win against Jay County by 2, 46-44, a 1-point step back to South Adams, so they get 1-1 on their Indiana schedule. And then they picked up a win against Ansonia, tough loss at St. Henry, and that game a little closer in the score. You were at that game, and it was a battle back and forth. And then they picked up an overtime win against Lincoln View, and so they start out January 1-1.
And 1-1, and again, they lose to New Bremen, Worthington, Kilburn, they lose a tough one, 55-54, would go to Versailles, could beat 73-46. Come back the following Saturday, beat Arcanum at home, 47-30. At that point, they're 7-6.
And then they end up going back-to-back losses on a Friday and Saturday to 2 very good teams. Mary Local, Fort Laramie, 2 teams combined, I think, with 3 or 4 losses. That was a 57-45, 59-50, 39-38 loss. Then 4 straight wins in the regular season right now. Parkway, Mississippi Valley, Coldwater, and an overtime win against Springfield Northeastern.
Yeah, they've been in a whole lot of close games, that is for sure. Been very successful in their overtime matches. as well. How about Mr. Wildcat? Head coach Michael McClure's squad. This is his second season. Last year they had 13 wins. This year right now, 11-7, 4-3 in the MAC. They would start with back-to-back wins as well. Go to Walpock and pick up a four-point win. Lose or beat Lehman 57-51, so they're 2-0. And then they would travel to Anna and lose by about 18.
Yeah, right before Christmas. That was on the 22nd, 64-46. And come back after Christmas with three straight wins over Rushi, Houston, and St. John's before they have a step back to a very good Audeville team.
Yeah, lose there at 67. Actually, lose here 67-50. But come back and put 80 points up against Coldwater, 80-48. Follow that with a win at the Fly in the Hoop down at Trent Arena, 74-58. So at that point, they're 7-2. Would go to 8-2 with a win at New Bremen, and then an overtime loss by one that might have got away from them.
Yeah, that was a great ball game. That was just a 52-51 loss to Port Laramie. Then they pick up a win against Bakken, and then to end January with back-to-back losses against two of the top teams in the MAC, for Sales and Henry.
St. Henry, and then it would follow that with a loss to Marion Local. So three of the top teams there, but two out of three last games have been wins at Jackson Center, at New Knoxville, and then Rocket, you had them here last Saturday night. They would lose to St. Mary's 49-45.
But one thing you got to think of is them last four games where they went 2-2, they were missing a 6'9 junior.
A 6'9 junior is back, and that's Jared Schulte. Averages 11.5 a game, seven times double digits, six times he's been their leading scorer. Missed up three games due to a concussion. So he is back. Will not be in the starting lineup. It is senior night. So they will start out four seniors and Cody Ferrick in the battle. Well, again, we talk about Schulte 11.5, but their leading scorer actually the 5'9 senior guard, Isaac Smeezy.
Yeah, and, he's led them in the six-game stretch here between Anna and Coldwater. Then he missed a couple games, and he led them two more times once against Bakken's and New Knoxville. He is quick. He's the point guard. He's got a great three-point shot.
Exactly right. And then you throw Mike Kettner, another very good guard. Averages just a hair below 10 at 9.9. 10 times double digits, six times the leading scorer. For the Indians, you got to talk about 6'4 junior Peyton Judy. Averages 20.5 a basketball game.
Yeah, 37 against Greenville in overtime, and he had 33 against Lincolnview. He can put some points up quick.
Exactly right. Not the only scorer, because Ryan Braun has had a good senior breakout season. At 6'3, he's averaging 10.5 a game. He's been in double digits 12 times, and twice has been the leading scorer. They're going to play the national anthem. We'll take a break. We'll head up to New Knoxville. We'll get a report from Matt Brooks, who will return the starting lineups, and we'll be playing basketball. It's the Indians and the Wildcats on your sports team, WCSM.
Mormon, Harding, and Company, over 60 years in business, a qualified staff of 32, 8 CPAs, 7 financial advisors, 4 enrolled agents, one stop, one phone call, one firm. We are your complete wealth care firm. Hi, I am Mandy Holman, financial advisor. For all your accounting, tax, payroll processing, and financial services needs, see Mormon, Harding, and Company.
Securities offered through licensed representatives of First Global Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through First Global Advisors Incorporated.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lamb's Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lamb's Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lamb's Insurance, Bundling Needs, and Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome over here, New Knoxville High School, the report game. We're getting ready to go. Senior night going, as we're going to honor some seniors for the Rangers tonight. They'll be Jack Bartholomew, Ben Limers, Jonah Lagerman, and Nathan Tinderman. They're going to try to pull an upset here tonight. Marion Local in town, a team that's one win away from at least guaranteeing themselves a share of the MAC, as they had a big win on Monday night, dispatching of the Versailles Tigers 52-47 in a big rescheduled match over there. So they certainly had a busy week trying to come down off that high, see what they can do, and it'll be quite an interesting matchup as far as what the Rangers have ahead of them. The Rangers have the bottom of the barrel in the offensive category, just 46 points per game. They're going to take on the Marion Local Flyers, who have the top defense in the conference, giving up just 42.5 points per game. So it's kind of a defense, defensively led Flyer team. And the Rangers have had a hard time scoring this year, so that'll be a tough match. We're going to have some good players here in this ballgame, some future first-team All-MAC players, that's for sure. Tyler Mesher coming off a 23-point outing on that Monday night win. He's scoring 16.5 a game. Also, junior Nathan Bruns with his 14.8 points per game Both had big nights on Monday and really have a rolling. Nathan Tinderman on the other side, 6'1" senior. He's scoring 15.4 points per game for the Rangers this season. He's going to be the guy that's going to try to lead the charge here on senior night here in the barn. But should be an interesting matchup. Obviously, Marion has the main focus, getting the victory tonight and guaranteeing themselves a part of the MAC championship here tonight if they can do that, and to be just one win away as they play Coldwater next Friday of sewing things up and taking the individual MAC title. So it should be a good one here tonight. Again, I'll be calling in at the quarter break there on the main game. I do want to thank my sponsors for tonight's report game. They are Corner Cafe, NK Telco, and Winners Meat Service on board here tonight. Sponsors for my report game tonight. You thank them for being on board. And we'll send it back to Rick and Ron on your sports leader, WCSM.
The Corner Cafe in Maria Stein is the perfect place to meet your friends anytime, day or night. Let the Corner Cafe satisfy your hungry appetite with their daily lunch specials. The Corner Cafe offers a different weekday lunch special every Monday through Friday. Or if you have a really, really big appetite for lunch, or you just like a variety, you'll be sure to enjoy their daily lunch buffet. If you're in a hurry for lunch, you'll be glad to know that most of their lunch specials can be served in a hurry and are available for carryout. Enjoy delicious hot lunch every Monday through Friday at the Corner Cafe on Route 119 in Maria Stein.
Do you have the need for speed? Well, NK Telco is your answer to run your business and fast. We deliver up to 1 gigabits per second business class internet to make all your devices and internet connections run smoothly. Bundle internet with telephone and save even more. Want to be in the fast lane? Get NK Telco now for faster speeds, lower prices, and amazing customer service. Call 1-888-NK-TELCO today and let NK Telco create a package for your company to be the fast business in town.
Opportunity.com. Hey, stay. Find a job Friday pregame show, and they'll turn the lights out here at the Villa Minster Elementary School. Our starting lineup tonight looks like this. First of the visitors from Four Recovery, Mike Baysor squad 11-8 on the campaign, 2-5 in the MAC. They'll start junior Peyton Judy at 6-4, averages 20.5 a game, 19 times. Every game he's been in double digits, 17 times been their leading scorer. Freshman Derek Judy can start tonight at 3.1. Ryan Braun, a double digit score in his senior campaign, 10.5 an evening. Another freshman in placement, he goes 6'3", 3.8 a game. And Kane Swendell, a 5'10 senior, averaging 6. Again, it's Judy, Braun, Fitz, and Wendell for the Four Recovery Indians. For Mr. Wildcats, they'll start their 4 seniors that are dressed tonight, along with Cody Burke. Burke's the lone underclassman at 6'6 and a junior, averaging 7.5 a game. And then a bunch of guards. That's 5'9 and a senior. Isaac Smeezing, 12 points tonight. Alex Glenpool, a 6'1 senior, 3.8. Adam Kanapke at 4.3 a basketball game. And Jared Hilsman, 6'2 senior, 3.2. Again tonight, it'll be Smeezing, Glenpool, Burke, Kanapke, and Hilsman for the Mr. Wildcats. Wildcats average 54.3 a game, give up 50.7 for recovery. A 53.1 offensive average. They give up 51.2 per basketball game.
I tell you, Ron, you look at the numbers, and it does not get much more balanced than this. 11-8, 11-7, 54.3, 52.8, 50.7, 51.5. This should be a good one.
Yeah, everything is balanced. Now, obviously, the Mr. Wildcats will be, quote, the big team out there, at least when they bring the big guy in, Jared Schulte. But remember, this is his first game in 3 outings, set out the last 4 games in which the Wildcats went 2-2. They lost 70-44 without him to Marion Local. Then back-to-back wins over Jackson Center, New Knoxville. But then lost on Saturday night to St. Mary's, 49-45. I would call that at least a mild upset last Saturday night.
Yeah, it was probably a mild upset. You're right. But, you know, it's kind of amazing. I'm hoping for a game about like we had last time between the girls coming down that last second.
Absolutely. Adam Kanapke in the Wildcats play offense first. He'll go right down. Wing to Isaac Smeezing, back to Kanapke in the far right corner. Couple dribbles later, he'll stop out of 15, put her up the iron, no good. Cody Ferrick, the stick back, no good. And now Kanapke, a Wildcat rebound. And then he's going to be, have the ball knocked loose underneath. They'll call it a jump ball, actually. And the possession arrow will favor the Four Recovery Indians.
Minster got a couple good looks, got an offensive rebound, and then eventually Four Recovery gets it on the other ending possession.
Peyton Judy will bring it up in the front court. 6'4", junior, 20.5 a basketball game. When he goes good, the Indians feel good. Again, the Indians have won their last 4 basketball games. Right now, with it, Ryan Braun. Braun will take it inside arc here against Isaac Smeezing because he has about a 6-pack of inches on that one. And now out in the middle circle, one of 2 freshmen in the starting line, Derek Judy. Now right wing, Ryan Braun. Low block, Greg Smith. Smith will go to the hole, and That is no good. Actually, Clay Smith, excuse me. And now that was the Wildcat rebound. And now Hilson to Cody Perks. Back to Jared Hilson between the circles. Now Adam Kanapke on the left wing. Now far deep corner, it was Alex Lemko. Pitch and catch outside the arc as Kanapke adds in the far right corner for the Wildcats. Man-to-man defense right now for forward recovery. Now Alex Lemko kicks to the Kanapke. He'll give it to Cody Perks. Now back to Lemko, far right corner. Bounce pass to Jared Hilson. Now Isaac Smeezing to Adam Kanapke. Bunch of passes outside that arc. Hilsman between the circles now stands on the three-point arc to Isaac Smeezing. Now it's Lemko down to the low block. Kicks it back to Jared Hilsman. The quarterback kicks to the hole as it's knocked away. And Cody Ferrex will pick up the loose ball. He'll kick it out to Smeezing for three. That's no good. And a rebound, Ryan Braun of the Indians. He'll give it to Cade Wendell. And now the Indians will have a chance to score first here tonight. There's a Peyton Judy three off the iron. No good. Adam Kanapke, the Wildcat rebound. Into the front court, he has Hilsman out the window. Counted. Jared Hilsman beat everybody down. He threw a lot of touchdown passes on the football field. Catches one there.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's going to break a 0-0 tie after about 2 minutes here in the first quarter.
You know, both teams give up about 50 a game, and both teams average about 54 a game. And now Cade Wendell between the circles goes right wing. That's Derek Judy, the ninth grader. Works against Adam Kanapke. Bounce pass, low block. That's Clay Smith. He'll take the hole off the window. Can't finish it. Cody Ferk will grab the Wildcat rebound. He'll give it to Adam Kanapke. Now the Wildcats a chance to add to a 2-0 lead. 5:45 left here in period one. JV game tonight won by Minster 52-46 in a highly scored contest here at senior night. Right now, Isaac Smeezing with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Jared Hilsman. And now the Wildcats will reset. They've thrown a whole lot of passes behind the arc all night long. There's Lemko back to Smeezing. Into the paint there. A little runner. Counted Isaac Smeezing. Averages 12 a game, and it's 4-0 Minster.
Has a nice little drive to the paint. Went in with a left hand, pulled up, and took a little jump with the right.
Now Cade Wendell will bring it up into the front court. He'll go right wing over to Peyton Judy. Judy against Captain Kanapke. Playing the circles to Derek Judy. Now Ryan Braun has it. He'll give it to Peyton Judy in the paint. He'll go to the hole. Off the window, no good. And a rebound, Alex Lemko. He'll give it to Cody Ferks down the right sideline to Isaac Smeezing. And now the Wildcats, a 4-0 lead, playing offense. Smeezing to Ferrick over on the right baseline. Takes Smith to the hole. And now passes into the far left corner. Kanapke for three. Count it. Adam Kanapke, the three ball. 7-0 Wildcats.
I tell you, Minster, after starting out a little cold here and now shooting from all over the floor.
Good ball movement tonight by the Wildcats here, at least early. There's Cade Wendell with it. And he'll be fouled by Isaac Smeezing way up high. For Smeezing, that'll be his first foul. Minster's push. Substitutions on both sides. Jack Heidrick, Mike Kettner, and Jared Schulte. Actually, all three Wildcats come in. So Schulte, Kettner, and Heidrick will join. We'll check and see. Isaac Smeezing stayed out there, and Adam Kanapke stayed out there as well.
Yeah, really, you bring in about three starters for the Minster Wildcats.
Exactly right here on senior night. Now Clay Smith's good move to the hole. Can't finish, though. And Jared Schulte will grab the rebound for the Wildcats. He'll give it to Adam Kanapke. 4:24 left here in the quarter. Isaac Smeezing with it. His Wildcats a 7-0 lead. Now Heidrick. We'll give it to Smeezing. Excuse me, that's Mike Kettner with the basketball. Out to Adam Kanapke near the center circle. Now goes over the left wing. Entry pass to Schulte. I think we got a foul on Clay Smith. As they'll see, he was reaching around the big guy for Smith. That'll be his first. Full recovery's first. And as we approach the midway point here of quarter number one, a 7-0 Minster lead. The Wildcats inbound underneath their own bucket.
Fort Gary's going to try to bring in their biggest guy, 6'6", Trevor Vaughn, trying to help out down low.
Vaughn will play the middle of that zone on this out-of-bounds play. Jack Heidrick gives it to Adam Kanapke. He'll go right wing to Isaac Smeezing. Entry pass now to Jared Schulte. Schulte's going to turn. He's going to pop the left hand. That's going to be short. And the rebound's going to go out-of-bounds off Minster as Heidrick will go flying out-of-bounds trying to save that one. That'll stop the clock with exactly a half a quarter to go here in quarter number one. Cade Wendell and the Indians will play some offense, trailing 7-0, still looking for their first point. Derek Judy over on the left wing against Adam Kanapke, a little clear out on that side. Judy's the only guy over there now. He'll take the hole, get some, Kanapke get some help. Now Ryan Braun back to Judy in the far left corner. Again, that's Derek Judy, the ninth grader. To Trevor Vaughn, he'll go right wing to Cade Wendell. Wendell now inside the arc. Wendell kicks the ball into the corner. Cade Judy didn't take a contested three. He'll give it back to the freshman, Derek Judy. Now between the circles, Trevor Vaughn. Vaughn to Peyton Judy. Remember, Peyton Judy averages 20.4 a game, and he's got a free ball. Peyton Judy can do it on any part of the basketball court, and it's 7-3.
Yeah, that time there, he just came off a screen set by Vaughn and pulled up, took the jumper. Defense couldn't get around the side.
Yeah, he's had just a whole bunch of big games, that's for sure. Right now, Jack Heidrick between the circles. Left wing, Isaac Smeezing has it. 7-3 Minster. 3 minutes left here in the first period. Wildcats 11-7, full recovery 11-8. Both teams right in the middle of the pack in the MAC. 4-3 for Minster, 2-5 for the full recovery Indians. Now Adam Kanacki has it knocked away. He'll chase it down and give it to Mike Kettner. Kettner drives inside the arc now as the ball knocked away, picked up by Cade Wendell. Ahead of everybody, Ryan Braun. He'll take it to the hole. And somehow Jack Heifering caught up with him. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Minster. But great hustle by Jack Heifering of preventing what looked like a layup.
Yeah, I'd say Braun hustled down there, got the ball, and by the time he realized where he was, you're right, Minster defense down there, and it was going to be Minster ball. Now it looks like it's going to be Fort Recovery ball. It was Fort Recovery, now it's Minster.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any argument. The Indians are already walking down here as they were pointing the other way, just the pointing of the finger in the wrong direction. Now Mike Kettner with the basketball. He'll stop, pop out a 15-footer, no good. Rebound Trevor Vaughn of the Indians. He'll give it over to Cade Wendell, and the senior will bring it up in the front court. Wendell went to the paint area. Stops, gives it back. Ryan Braun, a three from the top of the circle. No good. Long rebound is going to go out of bounds off a hustling Trevor Vaughn. So keep the ball. I should say give the ball to the Wildcats, and they've got a chance to add on to a 7-3 advantage here in quarter one.
I tell you, these two teams shooting hard, going hard after. There's only been one offensive rebound yet tonight.
Good boxing out, yeah. That's for darn sure. Right now, Mike Kettner will bring it up in the front court. Kettner averaging 9.9 a basketball game. Jared Hilsman now on the left wing. Guarded by Vaughn, entry pass down to Schulte. Stolen there by Peyton Judy. He'll give it to Cade Wendell. Now the Indians in a hurry as Ryan Braun into the front court. Kicks it back to Wendell. Wendell now in the paint. Good entry pass. And Vaughn can't finish. And a rebound, Trevor Vaughn. And then he'll throw it into the backcourt. And that will be over and back. Good hustle by Trevor Vaughn. But he threw in the backcourt because he was off balance. So the turnover gives it back to Minster.
Yeah, he kind of missed a shot there, and then they would get the rebound, and then trouble in the paint, threw it deep, and Cade Wendell too close to that court line, they could not save it.
Inbound pass will go to Isaac Spies, and he'll give it back to the quarterback, Jared Hilsman. Hilsman now goes right corner to Jack Heifering. Heifering to Isaac Spies over the right wing. Now inside this arc, he'll pop, no good. Rebound battle four, and put that in the hands of Peyton Judy. Now Judy will bring it into the front court. 95 seconds left till we head back to the barn. New Knoxville playing host to Marion Local. As the Flyers try to at least clinch a tie in the MAC this year. Now Peyton shooting the two ball, and he's fouled. The old-fashioned three-point opportunity right around the corner. Jared Hilsman will pick up the personal foul. It'll stop the clock. 1:25 left here in the quarter. Now Jared Schulte heads to the bench, and Cody Furick back into the Wildcats.
Right now, Peyton Judy, all 5 points. He gets that three-pointer, that two-pointer, now a chance to get his 6 point here in the first quarter.
That's not uncommon, by the way. I think last week wasn't, and I didn't do the game. I think he scored 22 points in the second half, and I think the Indians scored 29.
Yeah, and he had 22 the first 26, and he had, I think it was 16 points in the first 2 minutes.
He could not finish the old-fashioned three-point play, and the rebound will be Jared Hilsman. And now the Wildcats, a 7-5 leader, play from offense. Hilsman has the ball knocked away, picked up by Derek Judy. Judy up into the front court. Judy to the hole, off the glass, and it doesn't go. But he was fouled, and he'll earn two freebies. Mike Kettner, I believe, will pick up the Wildcat foul. It will be on 1-2. For Kettner, his first, Minster's third. And now freshman Derek Judy at 6 foot, averages 3.1 a basketball game. That's a line shoot 2 times.
We're just a minute 12 away from the our first intermission, and I'll be another Fort Curry free throw rim out.
Now substitution Indian coming in the game will be Clay Pearson. Pearson will replace Trevor Vaughn. So you got Pearson, Judy, Wendell, and Braun that will play defense here shortly. Derek Judy's second opportunity from the cherry stripe is good. And it's 7-6. 6-0 run right now for full recovery as Minster got out to a 7-0 advance. In fact, the Wildcats will check here in a second. Mike Kettner to the hole, and he'll score. So Mike Kettner found an opening. He'll bring it to the hole. He'll become the fourth ever Wildcat to put points on the board. And it's 9-7 Minster. But it should be 9-6. I think it says 9-7. We'll check and see. I've got 9-6, and now they'll change that.
That'll be a turnover on Cade Wendell.
And now you got Mike Kettner into the front court. He'll give this amazing down low to Alex Lemkel. Lemkel trying to take it on Peyton Judy, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Minster. 41 seconds left here in the period number one. Minster 9 here on senior night, full recovery 6.
But not surprising here if you see Coach Michael Bayshore here. These 41 seconds, let's just get one good shot here
and take the first available good shot. Let's say it that way. Coach Bayshore's team 11-8 on the campaign, 2-5 at MAC play. And now they are playing some four-corner as Peyton Judier is closer to us here, Rocket, than he is the rim. That's for sure.
We can tuck a shirt in if we need
to. Absolutely. It looks like it could be tucked in. Right now, Derek Judy has the ball. Adam Kanacki guards him out near the midcourt stripe. Kanacki giving him a little bit of room as the count's not on. And now Judy will bring it inside the arc to the hole. Can't finish. And a rebound, Cody Ferrick. Got to take that shot if you get it. And now the Wildcats probably take the last shot here in the quarter with a 9-6 advantage. Wildcats said before the Kettner drive had gone about 3 minutes without a score. Kettner will give it to Jared Hilsman. Back to Kettner from the corner for three. No good. And a rebound, Cade Wendell. A quarter to one. Mr. Nine. Four recovery six. On your sports leader, WCSN.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Support your local community by shopping at Ray's Refrigeration, your local hometown Whirlpool home appliance dealer since 1946. Built with American pride, designed, engineered, and assembled in the USA, Whirlpool has the lineup to make household chores easier. Don't waste your time. Whirlpool appliances will make life a breeze. Ray's knows how to make everyday chores easy. Buy local and support your community. Come to Ray's Refrigeration. Unlike the other guys, we offer services such as installation, haul away, and service after the sale. North Edge of Colder since 1946.
All right, welcome back to the barn. Tonight's report game as we have the Flyers in town taking on the Rangers. Marion again with a win tonight. Guaranteed at least a share of the MAC title and things starting well. 15-0 run to get the game going and a big first quarter. 18-4, the Flyers outscore the Rangers. Things still working their way. Rangers actually fought back a little bit, chipped in the lead slightly, but it's still 23-11 here, and we're halfway through the second quarter. Seven Flyers already in the scoring. Nathan Brun's going to head to the free throw line. He had an early big steal and a dunk. He had four of the first 6 points. It's been spread around. They've had four three-pointers already have the Flyers. And again, their defense, we mentioned, coming in tops in the league, giving up just 42 points in a game. And so far, on pace to do better than that as it's getting late here in the first, and they've only got up 11 so far. So things looking good for the Marion local Flyers right now to do that job of getting a share of the MAC here tonight, but we'll keep checking in. We'll send it back to Rick and Ron. I do want to thank my sponsors for tonight, Corner Cafe, NK Telco, Winners Meat, and Sweeterman Custom Body Shop. This is Matt Bruns for your sports leader, WCSM.
There's an epidemic raging, affecting millions. It starts with a dent here, a scratch there, maybe a bit of fading paint. Pretty soon, your car is suffering from full-blown fender benditis. But there is a cure. Schwederman's Custom Body Shop. They'll fix the dents, replace those parts, and make your car look like new. Cure fender benditis. See Rick and John at Schwederman's, 107 Butler Street, Coldwater.
Surprise!
Oh my gosh, you guys really got me!
Speech!
Well, golly, first of all, it really means a lot that you thought of my birthday. You were the kind of friends that... Hello? Where'd everybody go?
Serving Winners Meats for your next party? Please try to fire up the grill after the opening remarks.
Any pork chops left out there?
No!
For award-winning meats and homemade products for your next party, remember...
Everybody loves a winner.
Winners Meats in Osgood.
Seahawks left to want to pick up a personal foul. That will be, that is on Isaac Smeezing, number two. Smeezing now with 2 fouls. And Trevor Vaughn hits the line. Two times. First foul shot up by the 6'6 senior off the back of the iron. No good. Vaughn averaging a couple points of basketball game. And now Mike Kettner back in for Minster to set the lineup real here quickly. Cody Ferrick, Jared Schulte, Alex Lemkel, Adam Kanapke, and Mike Kettner. Trevor Vaughn, Cade Wendell, Peyton Duty, Grant Kanapke, and Ryan Braun on the court for the Indians. Vaughn goes 1-for-2 on that trip. And the lead now for Mitch is just 9-7.
Yeah, Fort Recovery now 2-of-5 from the line. First quarter, Fort Recovery shot 18%. Mitchell 36.
Right now with the basketball, Cody Kurtz. Right wing, Alex Lemkel. Far right corner is Mike Kettner. Gives it back to Lemkel. Between the circles, Jared Schulte. So the big guy now will get himself inside the arc, and he passes to Mike Kettner. Kettner will give it to Adam Konapke. Konapke into the corner. Now down low to Schulte. Schulte will kick it back to Lemko. Lemko between the circles to Kettner. Kettner into the paint and tried to throw it, lob one up, and threw it over the head of 6'9 junior Jared Schulte. He threw it over his head. That's like going over the backboard. He had to throw that a long way up there.
Yeah.
Now the Indians can tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. Well, recovery has not let. Minster got out to a 7-0 lead before the Indians would go on a 6-0 run. That made it 7-6 in the quarter and a 9-6. There's a Trevor Vaughn, 12-footer, no good. Cody Ferks will grab himself another rebound. Then a steal in the backcourt by Grant Konapke. And now he'll earn two freebies as a foul will be on Cody Ferrick. That'll be his first. And Grant Konapke, a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 5.5 a game. In fact, Grant Konapke was in double digits the first three games of the year. 16 against St. Mary's, 18 against Greenville, and had 24 against Douglas Jefferson. But his point production has kind of declined since that, as Peyton Judy's kind of taken over. In fact, Judy's got 9 games, 20-plus. Konapke will go 1-for-2 on that trip, and the lead for Minster now 9-8. Mike Kettner into the front court. Dave Wendell will pick him up at the midcourt strap. He'll go right wing over to Alex Lemko. Lemko will get it down low to Jared Schulte. He'll turn, and he'll earn himself a couple freebies. He'll call that foul on purple number 0. Grant Konapke will pick up the personal foul. That'll be his first 4 recoveries. Now committed 3. And Jared Schulte, a 6'9 junior, averaging 11.5 a game, playing his first game in 5 outings, will make the first of a pair.
Yep, this Wildcat first trip to the line. As you mentioned, Schulte gets 1 of 2 so far.
Yeah, he had, before he had gotten hurt, he had scored double digits 4 out of his last 5 games. Schulte will make back-to-back freebies. He's got 2 points. He's got 5 different Wildcats in the scoring column. They only got 11 points, but they've got an 11-8 lead with 2 minutes gone here in the court. Cade Wendell goes left wing over to Grant Konapke. Konapke bounced past into Vaughn. Back to Konapke in the far left corner. Guarded by Adam Konapke. Konapke on Konapke there. Now right corner, Cade Wendell has it. Wendell now will take it to the hole. Kicked it in the corner. Peyton Judy for 3. Count it. Peyton Judy with a game-high 8. And we're tied for the first time tonight. 11-11.
Yeah, I say you're going to have to find him when you kick it out like that. He's probably one of the better three-point shooters in the area.
And now it's Alex Lemko to the hole, fouled on his way there. I don't think he'll get 2 freebies. They'll say foul on number 2 wearing the purple, I believe.
0.
No, they called it on 0. And Grant Konapke, that foul was done on Grant Konapke. He looked over here like, are you kidding me? I think number 2 actually committed the foul. I think Ben Kramer is going to say he had it on number 2. So they will change that. And that's a very good call, Rocket.
Yeah, I'd say, Fort Curry coach ain't going to like it, but that is the right call.
Would have been the foul, second foul on Grant Konapke, but you would like to keep Peyton Judy foul free. I know what you're talking about. There's a Mike Kettner 3 ball from the top of the circle, all nylon. Kettner now has got 5. Very good out-of-bounds play there. And it's 14-11 advantage Wildcat.
Yeah, I'd say the JVs ran it, the varsities ran it, but yet nobody seems like they know how to stop it.
Grant Konapke, well, you got to go through 4 guys to stop it. Right now, Konapke got it to Vaughn. Actually went through Vaughn and went to Peyton Judy. Judy now will dribble into the paint area. Try to get it to Trevor Vaughn. Stolen by Mike Kettner. Kettner in the front court is going to overthrow Cody Ferrick. Somehow he saved it. Then Peyton Judy will come up with it. Now Judy into the front court. Judy going to take it to the hole and going to be bumped on his way there. Alex Lenko will pick up that personal foul. That'll be his first. And the Wildcats have now have been called for 6 fouls. And Peyton Judy to go to the line shooting 2 times. Judy, 0-for-1 so far tonight, looking for point number 9.
As a team right now, 3 of 7 is foot recovery.
Judy's first foul shot is up, and that one is good. Peyton Judy's got 9. He's been in double digits every game this season. A foul shot here would put him in double digits with 5:03 left for the halftime break. His season high was 37 in a win at Greenville, 79-72. 9 different times he's had 20-plus. Averages 20.5 a basketball game. Second opportunity to cut into a 14-12 deficit is up, and that one's all net. So Peyton Judy in double digits for the 20th time this year, and it's 14-13, pitching the ball in the lead.
We expected a close ball game, and that's what it is right now.
And now Jared Hill into the corner to Jack Heitbrink. His three ball in and out, no good. Schulte the 6 back. Count it. Jared Schulte's got 4, and it's 16-13. Wildcats up by 3.
Great follow by Jared Schulte. The offensive rebound put it right back up. Didn't think about dribbling it.
And now Grant Konapke between the circles. Went down low to Ryan Braun, he'll turn, he'll pop, no good. And a rebound, Mike Kettner, the Wildcat. Kettner will bring it right down the middle of the basketball court. Now inside the arc in a hurry. Kicks it back to Jared Hilsman. Hilsman at the foul line. Hilsman loses control, will fall back and shoot one and score. Kind of got the spot where he couldn't do a whole lot else. And a little fall away jumper. Hilsman's got four. And it's just Johnny McLean right now for Mr. 18-13.
Yeah, that's a great play. I think if he thought if he dribbled one more time, that might be double dribble. And he put it up and knocked it down.
Into the game now, Noah Leonards with the basketball. Leonards will give it over to Ryan Braun. Braun back to Leonards. Leonards, a 6'6 junior, has a couple points the basketball game off the bench. And now Peyton Judy is going to be called for carrying to the basketball. Don't see a lot of that call, but they call it. And now substitution Indians back in the game, 6 foot freshman Derek Judy. So you got Judy Wendell and Judy along with Vaughn and Leonard for the purple and white.
That'll be the fourth turnover on the Fort Recovery Indians.
And now Minter can't add on an 18-13 lead. Remember, they led by 7 at one time in this game. That got out of the gate 7-0. And now Mike Kettner to the hole. Good look from Jack Eifert. Kettner now with 7, averages 9.9. And it's a 7-point lead for Minter. 20-13.
Minster shooting 50% from point land right now, 6-12.
Now, Kate Wendell partially blocked there by Jared Schulte. Rebound battles for an event picked up by Ryan Vaughn. He'll give it to Derek Judy. Judy into the feint and got his own rebound. Picked it on Schulte. Now it's a block by Derek Schulte. So a big block by Derek Schulte when Derek Judy played 8 3 ball last year. They weren't that big pocket.
No. I mean, you got a point guard going up against the center. Now a nice shot. Just can't go for Ibrick.
Ibrick couldn't finish, but great pass by Kettner to get it in there. So four recoveries, Derek Judy will bring it into the front court. And then Judy's going to be fouled on his way to the bucket. At least 2-2 were, and the White probably going to pick up that foul. Ben Kramer will come our way, and he'll stay that. He will stay 2-2. For Jared Hilton, that'll be his second. Second Wildcat with a fair foul. And that is now 7. So 1+1 for Judy.
Yeah, Judy, you're so far 2-3 from the line.
A couple Wildcats will come in. Alex Lemko and Cody Burke. They'll replace Jared Schulte and Jared Hill. But 3:02 left in halftime, Rick. Minster 24, Recovery 13. Well, Recovery will go to the Golden tomorrow night. Well, Minster will put on there for the bus and go to Spencer. First opt-out by Judy is good. He now has 11 lead, everybody. And the lead now 20-14. Second opportunity by Judy is in and out. No good. Rebound battles for. And we'll check and see the whistle blew. Beck Kramer again will come our way.
Oh.
He'll say Noah Leonard put over the bench, over the back. So Leonard will pick up his first foul. 5 team fouls now against the Indians. And now the Indians a little full court pressure. A little man-to-man variety here.
I really felt they're calling a foul Minster, and I'm like, wait a minute, Fort Recovery's on the back side of that. But yeah, this is on Leonard's Fort Recovery, and now we're going to have a kick, but it's going to be off Minster out of bounds.
That'll be a turnover against the Wildcats. Give the ball back to the Indians. 2:51 to go here at the Minster Elementary School. Senior night has five senior basketball players, a manager, and about a half dozen cheerleaders all honored before the game. And now Derek Judy gives the ball over to Ryan Braun. Gets outside the arc. Peyton Judy. Didn't take a three. Now we'll go inside the arc. As the ball is popped away and eventually picked up by Mike Kettner. That's an Indian turnover. And with Deuce Wild, 22 left to our halftime break. Minster a chance to take their biggest lead of the night. They lead 20-14. And now Lemko fouled on the way to the buck. So 5 fouls by 5. That'll be Ryan Vaughn picking up the personal foul. His first. Shot the clock. 18 left here in the second quarter. And again, Minster will run an outbound player at 0 bucks.
Yeah, I tell you, Lemko did a great job. At that. He did a shoulder fake inside one with a left-hand dribble. Braun was beat to either foul him or give up the layup.
Now, Lemko looking for a target. We'll find Jack Eifert right over here by us. He'll give it to Mike Kettner on the left wing. Kettner into the corner. That's Jack Eifert. He passed, going to be knocked away, and eventually picked up by Cade Wendell. So the turnover will give it back to full recovery here at our two-minute warning. Wendell now is going to take it. He'll stop. Thought he may pop. Bounce pass into the corner to Ryan Braun. Braun will stop on a 12-footer off the back of the iron. No good. And a rebound chased up by Cody Burks. He'll save it in the hands of Noah Leonard. And now Leonard out taking Judy. He'll fire up 3 off the rim. No good. And a rebound, Derek Judy of the purple and white. Now Peyton Judy to the hole with the left hand. No good. And then goes over the back of Cody Burks trying to chase that one down. And Rocket, that's why you were talking about that other foul a little bit ago by Peyton Judy. He now has. So Peyton Judy with 2 plays. Flip the 2 on the purple side. On the orange black side, Isaac Speeding and Jared Hill
with a pair of heels. And at one time, it was like 7,000 to 2 or 7,000 to 3. It's amazing how things balance out. I mean, when you get two physical teams, they're going to balance out. You have two physical teams, two good basketball teams. You have two evenly matched teams. Drexel will do the 1+1 for South. That's going to be short. And that means it will be full recovery basketball. It'll be Ryan Braun inbounding. 1:42 left to reach the half shot, right? End of the game will be Jared Silk. He'll join Adam Kanacki, Jack Eifrick, Alex Lempel, and Mike Jetner. They will defend the likes of Trevor Vaughn, Peyton Judy, Derek, Cade Wendell, and Ryan Braun. So that's what we got on the court right now for maybe the last 100 seconds of this quarter.
And it's amazing how well Jared Silk plays. I mean, it's 6'9 junior, he's big, but he doesn't get in foul trouble. We don't see him foul trouble. He's a clean ball player, and he just makes other offenses really struggle to get in their game.
Now we got a foul away from the ball. That'll be on Alex Lemko, I believe. It's on Lemko. He has a pair now. That'll stop the clock. Peyton Judy goes to the charity stripe. Looking for his 12-point substitution. Coming in the game will be Clay Pearson. He's going to replace Peyton Judy in his 2 fouls. He makes a foul shot. And also coming in will be Trent Rutgerman for the Mr. Wildcat, 6'2 sophomore that played in that JV game with Mr. 152-46. Peyton Judy's first foul shot's up, and that's good. Peyton Judy now with a dozen, and it's 20-15. Again, the buzzer will sound, but again, Clay Pearson will come in for Judy. Try to keep him with 2 fouls before the halftime break. Back-to-back freebies by the 6'4 junior will give him 13. His second leading scorer in the MAC behind only Justin Arms, who averages about 26 a game.
Well, you think I'm 13 points off air right now. Corey Carey's just got 3 other points.
Yeah, and again, that's the average is 20.5, so he averages about 40% of their points.
Nobody else made a shot from the floor. Those are all 3 free throws, too.
And now entry pass down to Jared Schulte. About to bring a double team, kicks him back to Heifrick. His 3 ball off the rim, no good. Schulte then has his pocket picked up and the rebound by Cade Wendell. Wendell will ring it up in the front court. Then he has it knocked away by Adam Kanacki, and now we go the other way. Little racetrack time. And then the ball knocked out of bounds, going 100 miles per hour, and ended up with no points on either side.
Yeah, and I tell you, Schulte got that rebound before he knew it. Cade Wendell dripping it away. Cade Wendell obviously knew he wasn't going to out-jump him. He waited for him to come down, and then Kanapke on the other side with a great pick.
Yeah, Wendell giving up about 11 inches, I think, is what my math is right. Right now, Adam Kanapke to Mike Kettner in the far right corner. Kettner inside the arc will stop. He'll pop, and he'll score. Mike Kettner with a team-high Minster 9 points. And a touchdown lead right now for the Wildcats, 22-16.
And Mike Kettner, a very smooth player, the 6 foot junior.
Right now, Cade went right wing to Clayton Pearson. Pearson guarded there by Ruckerman. Give the ball back to Ryan Braun. Braun's been quiet tonight offensively. Now we'll take it to the hole off the window. Can't finish. And the rebound, Mike Kettner. Kettner down the left sideline for the Wildcats. Kettner now inside there. Gives it back to Trent Ruckerman. Ruckerman into the paint area. Going to throw one up. No good. And the rebound, Clayton Pearson. And now I would think the Indians think about the last shot before we take our halftime break. 22-16 with just 15 seconds left here. Cade Wendell out near that center line with Mike Kettner defending him. Now Wendell moves Kettner near the three-point arc. Now into the corner, it's Brian Braun with it. 4-3-2. Pearson at the buzzer at the block by Ruckerman. Wendell the rebound, and that will be it. We play 2 quarters here on Saturday night at Finster Elementary School. The Wildcats 22. The Indians 16 on your SportsCenter WCSM.
Who says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all? With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
The West Wing expansion at Mercer Health's Mercer County Community Hospital will allow the healthcare needs of the community to be met now and in the future. Scheduled to complete in fall 2018, the 67,000 square foot, three-story West Wing expansion will include a new surgical center, new and all private inpatient rooms, and a new outpatient center for services such as pain management, chemotherapy, injections, and more. For more information about your hometown healthcare provider and our promise to provide local quality healthcare, visit Mercer-Health.com.
At Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, we recognize the hard work, dedication, and teamwork required to build a successful program. Along with these programs, it takes a community and fans to keep them thriving. Layfield Industrial is proud to be a part of this community and a sponsor of local schools and various events. With a knowledgeable team that takes pride in your success, stop in and shop with us. Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, with locations in Coldwater and Greenville.
Welcome back to the hometownopportunity.com. Hey, stay. Find a job Friday halftime show with two quarters in the book. The Minster Wildcats up by a touchdown, 22-16. Quarter scores look like this. Minster led 9-6 under one quarter, and a 13-10 run for the Wildcats in the second stanza, and they're ahead 22-16. Wildcats got out early, led 7-0 with 4:45 left in quarter number one before a fate Judy three ball cut that deficit to 7-3. The Indians would complete a 6-0 run on a Derek Judy foul shot. Wildcats would then come back with a Mike Kettner bucket, made it 9-6. And right now, the biggest lead for Minster was 7. And right now, real close to that, at 22-16. Individual scoring first for the visitors to Fort Recovery. Peyton Judy has 13 points, comes in, averages 20.5 a game. A foul shot for Derek Judy, a foul shot for Frank Kanapke, and Trevor Vaughn also has a foul shot. So Peyton Judy, 13, and a foul shot each for Frank Kanapke, Derek Judy, and Trevor Vaughn. So the Minster Wildcats, they've got five guys in the spring column, led by junior Mike Kettner. He's got 9. Jared Hillsman, a bucket, he's quarter for 4. Jared Schulte, 4. Cooper Isaac Friesing, a three ball for Adam Kanapke. Again for the Wildcats, third halftime, it's Kettner with 9. 4 each for Hillsman. And Schulte, a three ball for Adam Kanapke. Isaac Friesing has a 2. Halftime score, Minster 22, Fort Recovery 16. The JV contest, a Wildcat win tonight in a 52-46 victory. Let's take right where it turns. Oh, Rocket Man with numbers on your sports center, WGSN.
Today is Find a Job Friday. HometownOpportunity.com, your source to connect with local companies and talent, is featuring these latest postings. The Fremont Company has a full-time opening for general production labor, food processing. Mercer County Board of Developmental Disabilities is seeking a service and support administrator, social work caseworker. An ergonomic sales specialist is needed at FlexArm, and Al Borman Trucking has an opening for a stone slinger truck driver. You can check out these postings and many more at HometownOpportunity.com. Hashtag Find a Job Friday.
Probe. Scalpel. The damage is pretty bad.
I think I'm going to faint.
Focus. Give me that hammer.
Oh.
Just one more. There.
Do you think he'll pull through?
I think he'll be just fine. Carriage Works takes body repair seriously, from small dents and dings to major collision damage. Carriage Works uses leading-edge technology to make sure your ride leaves the shop looking better than new. Carriage Works, serious auto body repair, on the east edge of St. Henry on 118.
Welcome back to the HometownOpportunity.com. Hashtag, find a job, Friday halftime show with two quarters in the book. Minster 22, Fort Recovery 16. With the numbers, the Rocket Man.
The Recovery Indians, they are shooting 21% from the floor, 1 of 9 from point land, 11% from behind the arc, 2 of 5, 40%. Free throw line, 8 of 13, 62%. They pull down 15 rebounds, 6 offense, 9 defense, 7 fouls, 6 turnovers. Again, the Indians, 21% shooting with 15 rebounds. The Minster Wildcats, they are shooting 42% from the floor, 7 of 15 from inside the arc, 47%. From deep, 2 of 6, 33% from the line, just 3 times. They made 2 of those. They have 19 rebounds, 2 offense, 17 defense, 8 fouls, 10 turnovers. So Minster, more fouls, but they're shooting twice as good from the floor, 42% to 21%.
What did you say, 1 for 9 for 4 recovery inside dark? I think that's what you said,
1
right?
for 9, that is it.
Yeah, and some of those contested inside shots, some obviously contested as well. Let's take a break. When we actually, we'll head out to the barn. Let Matt share some information about the new Knoxville Marion local game. When we return, we'll give you some halftime scores on your sports center, WCSM.
Since 1915, there has been 4 generations at your service at Fort Recovery Lumber for building and remodeling projects. At Fort Recovery Lumber, family reputation means a lot. That's why they sell Anderson windows and patio doors. Anderson quality and craftsmanship is built into every window and door. Anderson windows and doors are perfect for new construction, remodels, residential, commercial, and professional buildings. Anderson offers size and styling to fit most building projects. For your next project, see Fort Recovery Lumber, committed to quality and service.
For years, Mulder Trucking in Maria Stein has been a premier trucking company, ensuring that your product gets to where it needs to go on time. No one is as dependable as Mulder Trucking Company when it comes to refrigerated or dairy hauling. Mulder Trucking Company is a family-owned business offering a great work environment. So if you're an over-the-road driver, you should consider employment opportunities with Mulder Trucking Company. Mulder Trucking, now hiring drivers and milk haulers. Mulder Trucking on Industrial Drive in Maria Stein. They're in it for the long haul.
So you go there before the game. Then you go after the game. Before or after? Maybe both. Either way, there's always a McDonald's ready for you. Go ahead and enjoy a meal, refreshment, or a dessert. Your local McDonald's restaurant is a strong supporter of local sports teams. And their team is always ready for your team. No matter how the game ends, you're always a winner when you choose McDonald's in Salina, Coldwater, St. Mary's, Wapakoneta, and Minster. McDonald's.
All right, welcome back to the barn here. We're about 3:41 left in the third quarter. Interesting game so far. Marion Local starting off the half great. They were on a 15-0 run, start the ball game, ended up winning the first quarter 18-4. And then quarter number two, Rangers fight back a little bit, outscore Marion Local 13-11. So our score at the half was 29-17, Flyers by 12. But they came out 10-0 here to start the third quarter, have done a good job on the defense side. Give just 3 points here. We're going to get a dunk. Looks like Nick Tangeman. Yep. Oh, no, he doesn't put it down. Tangeman almost had one lined up. Seen him do it once this year. Didn't convert there, but still Flyers in control by 21 points, 41-20. As they have things rolling, Nathan Brun, 11 points right now. Tyler Mesher getting it going. He was pretty quiet. Most points in the first quarter. He's got 10 now. Here in quarter number three. So Flyers rolling, looking to get a share of that MAC title. Do want to thank my sponsors for tonight's report game. They are Corner Cafe, NK Telco, Winners Meet, and Sweeterman Custom Body. This is Matt Bruns reporting for your sports leader, WCSM.
The Corner Cafe in Maria Stein is the perfect place to meet your friends anytime, day or night. Let the Corner Cafe satisfy your hungry appetite with their daily lunch specials. The Corner Cafe offers a different weekday lunch special every Monday through Friday. Or if you have a really, really big appetite for lunch, or you just like a variety, you'll be sure to enjoy their daily lunch buffet. If you're in a hurry for lunch, you'll be glad to know that most of their lunch specials can be served in a hurry and are available for carryout. Enjoy delicious hot lunch every Monday through Friday at the Corner Cafe on Route 119 in Maria Stein.
Are you tired of slow internet?
Well, check out NK Telco's new prices for faster internet speeds. Yes, you can get 100 megabits per second for a new low price. You will have enough internet to run your phone, laptop, and download movies. Ask about bundling internet with phone and cable TV and save even more. NK Telco is your internet connection with customer service that cares about your services. Call 1-888-NK-TELCO or go to nktelco.net today.
Elementary School, Minster 22, Foot Recovery 16. That's our halftime score. Rocky, you dug up some other halftime scores.
Yeah, the other halftime scores we have in the MAC, St. John's leading New Bremen 19-16, St. Henry leading Parkway 28-14. For sales on Colar, 30-25 outside the MAC. Crashview leading Spencerville 42-18. In the WPL, these are third quarter scores. St. Mary's Defiance 31-all. OC leads Walpock 51-24. It's Pandora Gorboa leading Liberty Bet 39-25. And I guess there's one more WPL score. That's Manwart 32, Salina 26.
You know, some of those teams that you talked about, like Spencerville and Crestview, we're going to start seeing those teams.
Yep.
Right around the corner, we got both. See, the girls will start next week. Guys will start the following week. We're on the second last week regular season here, if you want to talk about the Northwest District. Obviously, the Southwest District, they'll start tournament a week earlier. In fact, for sales, girls play tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd say they're getting things going early. And we got to wish Jack Stonebreaker at the Tigers, the MAC camp. Best of luck. Hopefully, we see him eventually down in Columbus.
Yeah, we would love to go down to Columbus and watch him. That's for sure. Right now, Ryan Braun will get the ball down into Clay Smith. Smith has a block by Dolce, and then Dolce will get the rebound. He'll give it over to Isaac Kiesing. Let's set the lineup. We can't see anything. Dolce, Hillsman, Kettner, and Barrick wearing the whole white. We'll mention the Indians when they play ball bet. Right now, Kettner with the basketball. Back to Jared. He'll quarterback for Jurgis Pate Judy. Now into the corner, Mike Kettner with it. Kettner now in the painter. He'll stop. He'll pop. And Kettner in double digits. Got 11. That's to get the guy and roll. And it's an 8-point lead. 24-16.
Remember, that's 11 points. He comes off the bench tonight.
He won't come off the bench tomorrow night at Spencerville, though, I would guess. Right now, Ryan Braun's going to take the ball to home. Runs into a double team, eventually gets into Clay Smith. Smith's good body. They can't finish. And a rebound, Jared Tulsi. Clay Smith's got some good looks tonight. Unable to finish under there, though. A couple really good moves. And now Kettner goes to go. Mike Kettner's got 13. He'll match Bates Judy with game eye honors. And now Smith on the other side can't finish. And the rebound going to be Ryan Braun. Now Braun will get the ball back to Dave Wendell. Wendell inside the arc. He's going to stop. He'll pop off the rim a couple times. No good. Rebound back for off Jared Hilsman. As he was battling Clay Smith, a couple quarterbacks going at it there.
I tell you, Fort Henry just cannot buy a bucket inside, but we get a timeout. Like, that's Michael Major.
And he will take a timeout. We'll take a break with it. 6:45 left here in period three. A 10-point victory lead. 26-16 on your Sports Center. WCS.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Minster Elementary School. 6:45 left in the third quarter. We'll recover the basketball, but trailing by 10 right now. 26-16. Quick 4-0 run for Minster out of the gate here in the second half. There's Ryan Braun with the basketball. Works on Cody Ferrick. Going to force one up. Can't finish. And Cody Ferrick with the rebound. He'll give it to Mike Kettner. Now Kettner will bring it into the front court. Kettner gives it eventually over to Isaac Smeezing. Smeezing back to Cody Ferrick. Between the circles. It's Kettner. Kettner to Isaac Smeezing. Smeezing up near the foul line. He'll stop there. Puts the brakes on. Gives it back to Mike Kettner. Kettner has 13. Peyton Judy has 13. Those are our two leaders on both sides. And now a stop blocked by Hillsman. No good. And we got a foul underneath. And I think Cody Ferrick may have been battling for a rebound illegally there is what they're going to say. Or no, excuse me, they're going to call it a 1-0. Yeah, that's Cody Ferrick. That'll be his second. He foul number one against Fisher in half number two.
Yeah, Cody Ferrick, as you mentioned, just another foul. And first of the half here called in Minster.
Cade went to the basketball. He'll give the ball over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy will give the ball back to Clay Smith. Smith will give it over to Cade Wendell between the circles. Ryan Braun. Left wing is Peyton Judy with it. He's going to stop. He's going to pop. Can't finish. And a rebound battle for goes out of bounds off the Indian. So he'll give the ball back to the Minster Wildcat. Cody Ferrick's now going to look at a full court press as the Indians will go 1-2-2 from end line to end line. Inbound pass to Mike Kettner. Double teamed in the corner. He'll give it to Isaac Smeezing. Smeezing in the front court to Jared Hilsman. Stops and pops a three off the back of the iron. No good. And the rebound going to be Derek Judy. The freshman near the mid-court stripe now into the front court. Stops at the foul line. Kicks the ball over right corner to Cade Wendell. Wendell between the circles. Judy for three. In and out. No good. Did everything but go in. And then Peyton Judy just picked up his third foul.
Yeah, that's a big one. Peyton Judy here. 13 points, three fouls. And we'll see what Coach does. Big girls at night here. You can't let the score get much worse than this right now. 10-point lead and haven't scored since the half.
Yeah, biggest lead of the evening for the Minster Wildcats as we speak. Check and see when Fort Recovery scored. They scored with about a minute to go in that first quarter. So they've gone about 4 minutes without a point here. Isaac Smeezing down to Cody Ferrick, and that's a trap. Well, Clay Smith put some defense on there. That'll stop the clock. 5:19 left here. We're playing period three from the Minster Elementary School on senior night. And the Minster Wildcats, a 10-point lead over Fort Recovery, 26-16. Now Cade Wendell will kick the ball into the corner. That's Derek Judy with it. Derek Judy will give it to Peyton Judy. Right wing Clay Smith pass. He'll go into the corner to Derek Judy. Freshman to freshman there. Now Ryan Braun gives it to Smith. From the corner, didn't take it. We'll give it to Judy. That's Derek Judy again. He gets a pick from Braun into the corner. Clay Smith has. Smith will give it back to Brian Braun. Braun against Cody Ferrick. Good matchups here. Now Braun will stop, pop off the rim. No good. Jared Schulte up by the rim to grab that one. He'll give it to Mike Kettner. Now the Wildcat on the offense with that 10-point lead. There's Cody Ferrick over on the right baseline. Kicks it back to Isaac Smeezing. Smeezing back to Mike Kettner on the right wing. Now Kettner out near the middle of the basketball court. Kettner 13 points tonight. Peyton Judy 13. Those are our two leaders. Now Alex Lemko to the hole. Four. Lemko took advantage of Peyton Judy, who's got 3 fouls. Do I back off a little bit? And it's 28-16.
What a big difference.
Mr. 10 of 18 from inside the arc. Court. Trevor can't buy a bass. Bait beauty, three, no good. Tanner will grab the Wildcat Reef. He'll give it to Isaac, teasing into the front court. Facing the Ferrick. That's a long throw up the rim, no good. Cade Wendell, Indian rebound. Wendell and Hurley right down the middle of the basketball court. Goes into the corner. Beating Judy for three. That's no good. And Mike Kettner the rebound. Kettner in a hurricane. Got a lot of rating tonight, but not a lot of scoring. And now Isaac Sneezing for three. Down it. That may have been an NBA three for Isaac Sneezing. And a 15-point Mitchell lead. 31-15.
That's his first bucket since early in the ballgame. Now we get another timeout for Blue White.
For recovery timeout, we'll take a break with him. 31-16. And Danny Spencer on your Sports Center WCSM.
Moorman, Harding & Company, over 60 years in business, a qualified staff of 32 with 8 CPAs, 7 financial advisors, 4 enrolled agents. One stop, one phone call, one firm. We are your complete wealth care firm. Hi, I'm Carla Post. For all of your accounting, tax, payroll processing, and financial services needs, see Moorman, Harding & Company.
Securities offered through licensed representatives of First Global Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through First Global Advisors Incorporated.
Welcome back to the Minster Elementary School. 3:35 left in the quarter. Good start to the third quarter for the Minster Wildcats. They led 22 to 16 at the halftime break. A 9-0 run out of the gate. Now they lead by 15.
And just so we know here, Fort Recovery 0-6 from 2-point land. 0-9 from the floor here so far in the first 4.5 minutes.
And they were 1-for-9 the first half. They're at 1-for-15, 2 points.
They're just not shooting very well at all right now.
Yeah, remember, this is an Indian team that came in hot. Winners of their last four, the 11-8 of the campaign. Cade Wendell over to Clayton Pearson. Pearson will take it inside the arc for his right elbow. Gives it into the corner right now. Placement does it. He'll get to Ryan Braun. Braun out the 10-foot line of volleyball. But now takes it inside the arc. Eventually needs to get rid of it. We'll find Clay Smith in the far left corner. Smith will give it back to Clayton Pearson. To Cade Wendell on the right wing. Pitch and catch outside the arc. Now Wendell through the paint. We'll give it to Smith. Smith will stop. Then take it on Stokes. He will get instead give it back to Grant Konapke. Konapke in the far right corner to Cade Wendell. Again, the Indians have went 5 minutes during the second half without a point. And now Clay Smith try to stop that. That's no good. And the rebound is going to be Isaac Meesley. A Wildcat get go on the attack. Leading 31-16 with 2:45 left in the third quarter here. Jack Heifrich gives it to Isaac Meesley between the circles. And now a foul away from the ball. I think 1-2 wearing the purple. If it is, it will be 1-2 Clay Smith. He now has 3 fouls. And in Smith's defense, he's up to that 6-3. He's guard 6'9", junior, Jared Schulte. That's a tough task for a ninth grader.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, he doesn't look like a freshman, that's for sure, but they're going to answer a bond, and now Schulte's going to leave one a little short
and then tip it in, so he'll get an offensive pick back. Jared Schulte, half a dozen, and it's a 33-16 lead right now. 11-0 run for Mr. Wildcat. Started the first quarter with a 7-0 run, and now here in the third quarter, an 11-0 run. Ryan Braun has it for the Indians. Ryan Braun to the hole, and he'll score. Ryan Braun, his first two-pointer of the night. Stops in an 11-0 run, and it's 33-18 Wildcat.
This is the second two-pointer of the whole evening. You still got Clay Smith, Cade Wendell, a couple starters that haven't put a point in yet.
All right, now you got Adam Konapke with the basketball over on the left wing. He'll work against Grant Konapke. Hands it off to Isaac Smeezing, who gives it to Jack Heifrich. Heifrich in the paint, over to Smeezing, off the window, in and out, no good. And a rebound, Trevor Vaughn of the Indians. He'll give it to fellow senior Cade Wendell. Now Wendell will bring it up in the front court. Wendell kicks it in the corner. Grant Konapke for three. That's no good. Cade Wendell the rebound. Kicks it out to Clayton Pearson. He'll stop. He'll pop. That's off the rim. No good. And Adam Konapke will grab the rebound. He'll go down the left sideline to Isaac Smeezing. Smeezing coast to coast. Can't finish. And then the rebound goes out of bounds. Again, you look at the score rocket, 33-18. You watch the game. You got to be thinking there's got to be more points on the board.
Oh, yeah, you do. And really, the way Fort Recovery is shooting, you think the gap's bigger than 15. I mean, it seems like forever since they've made some baskets.
Well, only 2 points during the second half, and we've played about 5-6.5 minutes in the second half. Alex Lefkoe inbounding the ball underneath his own bucket, gives it to Adam Konapke, far left corner. Konapke back to Lefkoe near the left elbow. Now back to Konapke, a three from the corner. Count it. Adam Konapke, a three in the first quarter, a three in the third quarter. He's got 6. 18-point advantage right now. 36-18.
I'd say he's got a really nice outside shot. Now Brown's on good a line. off the foul by Jared Schulte. Schulte will pick up his first foul. Foul number two against Mister in the second half. So Ryan Braun, who was held scoreless in the first 2 8-minute periods, averaging 10.5 a game, 12 times, been in double digits. He'll be looking for .3 from the charity stripe. That one's up, and it's good. So Braun, all three of his points during the second half. In fact, the only 3 points the Indians have scored so far. And now we got substitutions into the game. Blaine Tobey, 6'1 junior, in for the first time tonight. He'll join Clayton Pearson, Dave Wendell, Grant Kanapke, and the foul shooter, Ryan Braun. Braun's foul shot in and out, no good. Jack Eifrick will pick up the rebound. He'll give it to Mike Kettner. 70 seconds left till the quarter break. 36-19. Advantage Mister. Kettner to Kanapke over on the left wing. Adam Kanapke now in the far left corner of Jack Eifrick. Down to Cody Burke. Burke will bounce past that Wendell. Back to Jack Eifrick. Eifrick in the paint, a runner off the window. Jack Eifrick found the parting of the sea. And a double up right now, Mister. 38-19 leader.
Hey, Mister does such a good job of getting their guys up defensively and getting to the basket, making them finishing.
And now we got a reach in by Cody Burke up by the foul line. The bucket will knock down. Actually, they're saying 1-2.
Wow.
By Kettner. I thought they were calling a reach in. For Kettner, that'll be his second foul. Minster's third. 40.9 seconds left here in the period. Cade Wendell inbounding underneath the Indian bucket. He'll give it out to Ryan Braun. Braun in the paint. Forces one up and can't get it to go. The rebound, Cody Burke, to the Wildcat. Well, the Wildcats, the 38-19 lead, 30 seconds to go to the third quarter, but the book, maybe think about their last shot here. Alex Lempel gives it to Mike Kettner. Kettner going to take the whole score. Mike Kettner with 15 to lead everybody, and it's 40-19 Minster right now.
Yeah, I'd say Minster did a lot of good things getting in the paint under 12 seconds play.
Cade Wendell gives it to Ryan Braun. Braun's going to take it to the hole, and he fouled and scored. Ryan Braun's got all five of the Indian points here in this quarter. And now a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul will be on Cody first. That'll be his third. And now Ryan Braun, who's 1-for-2 from the charity stretch. The 6'3 seniors had a really good 12th grade campaign here. We'll be looking for point number six.
Kind of curious. So they're bringing Smith in for the last 8 seconds, and he's coming in with three fouls.
We'll see how that works out. Time will tell. Braun will make the foul shot. That's an old-fashioned three completion. Makes it 40-22. And now Mike Kettner into the front court. He'll stop, goes into the corner. He'll spin at the buzzer. No good. And that will end the quarter with freedom up there from the Minster Elementary School. It's Minster Wildcats 40. The Fort Recovery Indians 22 on your sports center, WCSM.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money, too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lambs Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lambs Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lambs Insurance, Bundling Needs, and Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, welcome back to the barn. We are in the fourth quarter, about 3:18 to go. Flyers in control, 56-36. They've won the first and third quarters, 18-4 and 14-12 in the third. Quarter number two was won by the Rangers, 13-11 in that one. Some nice games going. A lot of guys in double figures for the Flyers tonight. It's kind of been well spread around the scoring. Tyler Mesher, he's checked in with 12 points, 13 for Nathan Bruns. And Nick Tangeman has reached double digits as well with 10. So those three guys all in double figures. Did get our first Ranger just into double figures a little bit ago. Nathan Tinnerman was able to get up to 10 with a pair of free throws. But right now, Flyers well in control, about 3:07 to play. And they'll be able to claim that they're going to be at least the co-champ of the MAC. This will be 8-0 as long as they finish things off here again. So senior night not going the way the Rangers had planned, but we got a couple minutes left till we finish things up. Did want to mention the winner of the JV contest was also the Flyers, 49-22 here tonight. I do want to thank my sponsors for tonight's sports game. They are Corner Cafe, NK Telco, Winners Meat, and Sweeterman Custom Body Shop. We'll check in with you post-game when we come back on your sports leader, WCSM.
Looks like we've got a fender bender down there, folks. With a little bit of damage, some scratches and dings. But I bet this guy's happy that he can go to Schwederman's Custom Body Shop. Why, with Schwederman's original factory replacement parts, seamless paint matching, and skilled technicians, this car will be back on the road and he'll be on his way. Which is more than the folks stuck in this traffic jam can say.
Schwederman's Custom Body Shop, 107 Butler Street, Coldwater. Schwederman's Custom Body Shop, satisfaction guaranteed.
Surprise!
Oh my gosh, you guys really got me!
Speech!
Well, golly, first of all, it really means a lot that you thought of my birthday. You were the kind of friends that... Hello? Where'd everybody go?
Serving Winners Meats for your next party? Please try to fire up the grill after the opening remarks.
Any pork chops left out there?
No!
For award-winning meats and homemade products for your next party, remember...
Everybody loves a winner.
Winners Meats in Osgood.
47-24 right now, 6.5 left in the basketball game. And Danny Smithter here on senior night. Ryan Braun with the basketball. He's got 8 all in the second half of the Indians. He'll throw the ball into the corner, knocked out of bounds by Mike Getz. He was trying to get into Ragged Martin. Actually, they'll say it went off the Indian. That served that maybe a Wildcat, Douglas. Setting the lineup to Ragged Martin, Derek Jute, a couple freshmen out there along with Peyton Judy, Clay Smith, and Ryan Braun. So you got three freshmen and two seniors out there. And now Cade Wendell will come in the game and he'll replace one of those freshmen, Clay Smith. While the Wildcats play some offense, they're leading 47-24 with Jared Schulze, Cody Ferrick, Isaac Smeezing, Mike Kettner, and Alex Lemko. Those are the Wildcats right now playing some offense. Cade Wendell going to pick up Kettner in the big fourth strike. And now he'll run into a double team. Kettner will. They'll see a reach by Ryan Braun. LeBron will pick up the personal foul. That'll be his second. That is now 14 fouls against both teams during the second half. 6:12 left in the ballgame. Both these teams on the road tomorrow night as the Minnesota Wildcats travel to Spencerville down Route 66. While the Fort Recovery Indians will go up north, I think their girls team goes there as well. So I think on the Macomb Panthers, and I'm guessing that's doubleheader from top to bottom, girls and guys. Girls will finish their campaign tomorrow. Brian Patch's spot. Right now, Mike Kettner, in the back dribble, into the paint area. Good reverse glance to Jared Schulze. Schulze, the second Wildcat in double digits. He's got 10, and it's 49-24.
That's the end of the three quarters. Fort Recovery shot 15% from the floor. Minster, 49%.
That's why you're down 49-24 right there. Right now, to the hole, Derek Judy blocked by Jared Schulze. And then Isaac Spiesley will grab the Wildcat rebound. He'll give it to Mike Kettner. Now Kettner in a hurry at the 5:28 mark. To Cody Ferrick, top of the circle, it's Isaac Spiesing. He'll kick it back to Ferrick. Now Kettner goes to Alex Lemko between the circles. Into the paint, Schulze, little baby hook, no good. Cade Wendell, a rebound for four recovery. Wendell right up the middle of the basketball court, going to take it, goes and score. Cade Wendell with the left hand. His first two-pointer of the night, exit 49-26. Now with the basketball is Mike Kettner. He'll stop pop, that's no good. Cody Ferrick, the rebound, back up and score. Cody Ferris has got 4, and it's 51-6.
Yeah, that's a nice little finish that time for Kettner. Or Ferris.
And now Cade Wendell will kick the ball back to Ryan Braun. He'll stop, he'll pop, he'll score. Ryan Braun now with 11 all the second half, and it's 51-29.
Nice little jumper, and that worked out well for recovery.
And now Mike Kettner will bring it up in the front court. Kettner will score. Mike Kettner with 17. And it's 53-29, 4.5 left here. As we go up and down all of a sudden, Cade Wendell will bring it up in the front court. He'll give it to Braun. There's another three and another three-pointer that goes. Ryan Braun, 14 points all in the second half, and it's 53-32.
Starting the field here a little bit.
Get some offense all of a sudden. And now we got a Wildcat timeout. We will take a break with them. I don't know if it's just good. It's going to be a 30. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break with them. 4:09 left in the ballgame, 53-32. Minster, baseball recovery on your sports center, WCSM.
Since 1986, Water Furnace proved you can save up to 70% on heating and cooling your home. Water Furnace 7 Series is the only variable capacity geothermal heat pump to earn Energy Star Most Efficient Awards. Don't be fooled. Not all geo units are qualified and not all contractors are state licensed. Raise is. We've been installing Water Furnace for over 29 years and the only dealer in Mercer County. Raise Refrigeration, Heating, Cooling, and Appliances, North Edge of Coldwater since 1946.
Welcome back to the Mitchell Elementary School. A couple substitutions to my two guys on our roster, at least. Freshman Ryan Toby into the game. And also Ryan Toby. So 13 Ryan Post and 32 Gavin Toby.
Yeah, you got a couple of freshmen in that ball game right now. So really, you throw in Regan right now. Got a bunch of freshmen up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of youngsters, that's for sure. Wildcats also brought some subs in right now. Jared Schulte underneath to the hole, and it doesn't go. And the rebound going to be Gavin Toby. He'll give it to Cade Wendell halfway through the quarter here, 53-32. Wendell's going to stop. He'll give the ball. Actually tried to get it to Gavin Toby. Ball goes out of bounds off the Wildcat. That'll stop the clock with 3:46 left here in the ballgame, and the Indians will run a play underneath their own bucket.
Yeah, four carries got one starter in there yet. Well, it looks like Minster's still full strength.
Inbounding the ball will be the Indians. They'll get it out to Greg and Martin. Martin will go to the hole, no good, and the rebound will be Jared Schulte of the Wildcats. He'll give it to Isaac Smeezing, 3:39 left in the ballgame. Smeezing over to Kanapke. Kanapke with a couple of three balls so far tonight. Gives it down to Jack Heifrank. He'll bring it to the hole. That's so good. And the rebound, Derek Judy of the Indians. Judy into the front court. The freshman goes coast to coast, and he'll score. Derek Judy's got three, and the score now 53-34.
Good-looking finish here by that little freshman. Got inside the big boys and went up his left hand.
And they played a lot of ninth graders here tonight. Judy got thrown along with Blake Smith. And they brought in several more from after that. Right now, Schulte in. We'll get the ball from Hillsman and be fouled on his way to the bucket. It'll be Reagan Martin. That'll pick up the personal foul. You say Regan Martin?
Reagan.
Okay.
Reagan, I think.
Okay. So that'll be his first foul. Schulte now goes the line two times here. 2-for-2 so far tonight at the 3:06 mark of the quarter. 53-34 now. 53-34. That foul shot is no good. Now Mike Kettner is not going to come in, but coming in for the Indians will be Clayton Pearson. Pearson will replace. So he'll replace Cade Wendell. So Clayton Pearson in for Cade Wendell. Wendell probably going to be ready for tomorrow night when they travel to Macomb. A bunch of youngsters out right now for the Indians. Schulte's second opportunity is up. That was in and out, no good. And the rebound going to be controlled that time by Clayton Pearson. Pearson into the front court. Pearson going to take it to the hole. And I think they'll be called, actually stepped on the end line. And the reason he got there is because he ran into big number 50 underneath.
I tell you, he is a shot-altering machine, Big Garrett Schulte. And, with 3 minutes to go here and see what they try to do here a little bit.
Kanapke, Hillsman, Smeezing, Schulte, and Lemko on the court for the homestanding Wildcats. They've got a 53-34 lead, 40-22 going into this quarter. Halftime lead was only 6-22-16. And now Adam Kanapke downloaded Jared Schulte with the left hand, can't finish. Rebound, Clayton Pearson of the Indians. Pearson will bring it up court himself. We'll get it into the front court to Gavin Toby. Toby goes back to Ryan Austin. He'll score. Three ball or two ball? Three balls. So Ryan Post with the three. His first points of the year, I believe, on the varsity level. Picked a 53-37. And now Jared Hillsman. Good pass to Schulte, and he'll just drop that one. Oh, pretty close to a slam around, but didn't go all the way down. And it's 55-37.
Do you hear what Fort Recovery likes to do? So they're going to keep trying to go into the paint.
Derek Judy over to Gavin Toby. Now down the left sideline, Ryan Post will be fouled on his way to the bucket. We'll check and see name and number. That'll be Alex Lunskill that picks up the personal foul. That'll be his third. We're just about at the two-minute warning, our last of the night. Period number 4, 55-37. Advantage right now, Minster. Inbounding the basketball will be Clayton Pearson. He'll give it out to Reagan Martin. Martin inside the arc. Martin down the left sideline. He'll hand the ball over to Derek Judy. Judy a couple dribbles later out near the middle of basketball court. Less than two to go here. Now Judy to the hole, fouled on his way there. Will the bucket count? We'll find out here shortly. It went. And I believe it's going to count. Ben Kramer will come our way. Foul on 1-4. The bucket is good. So Derek Jeudy now with 5. Foul on Adam Kanapke. And now we got mass substitution by the Mr. Wildcat. Check names and numbers coming in here. Coming in should be, we got Jacob Salazar wearing the number 24. We've got 42. 34 is Ben Wifter. 40 is, we'll check and see. We'll get names and numbers here. Just
40 is Ethan Lemkel.
Ethan Lemkel, thank you very much, Rocket. Second foul, or foul shot is no good. And now the Mr. Wildcat, Jacob Salazar with the basketball. He'll go to Ben Wifter into the corner. And now with into the front court, they loose ball. Picked up, and now I think we're not going to have a jump ball. There's a three ball that time by Gavin Toby. No good. Backside rebound. Clay Pearson also no good. And Ben Wifter will grab the rebound, then knocked out of bounds by the Indians. We're giving a lot of new names. We've got Trent Ruckerman out there, Jacob Salazar, Ethan Lemkel. Inbounding the ball to, again, new names and numbers. Apologize. Trent Ruckerman has it. Ruckman into their front court. That is no good. That time was Ethan Lemkel. And now Ruckerman unable to finish. And the rebound going to be grabbed by Gavin Toby. Toby will give it to Ryan Post. Post down the right sideline. Be fouled on his way towards the bucket. And for Mr. Wildcats, that foul will be on 4-0. That will be on Ethan Lemkel. Lemkel will pick up his first foul. That will stop the clock. And that should be a 1+1 for freshman Ryan Post.
Yep, Ryan Post, just 5'9", freshman. As you mentioned, guys, first points of the season on that three. Now he gets to the line.
So Ryan Post now has 4, and the score now 55-40. Second opportunity coming here. And that one is up, and that one's in and out, no good. And then the rebound battle for it goes out of bounds off of Vinster. Because that time it was Trent Ruckman battling for it. He was battling Clay Pearson. So it'll stay on the Indian side. Just a minute. 3 left in the ballgame. 55-40, missed to the lead. Clay Pearson inbounding underneath the Indian bucket. He'll get out to Reagan Martin. Martin guarded there by Jacob Salazar. Eventually gives it to Post in the corner for 3. That's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, I think, off the Indian. And Minster will get the basketball back. Inbounding over on the far sideline will be Trent Ruckman. More than likely going to get it into Jacob Salazar. Salazar in the backcourt. He'll be picked up by Reagan Martin at the mid score strike. 50 seconds left in the ballgame. 55-40. Minster's going to go to 12-7 on the campaign. 5-3 in MAC play. They'll go to Spencerville tomorrow night. Well, the Indians are going to see a 4-game winning streak snap. They'll fall 11-9 and 2-6 in the MAC. Now a steal up front by Clay Pearson. Pearson's going to take it coast to coast. No good. Tip back. Derek Jeudy count it. Judy's got 7. And it's 55-42 with just 25 seconds left in the ballgame. Jacob Salazar in the backcourt. He had a game high, I think, in that JV contest in which Minster won 52-46. Now the ball got a foul by Ryan Post near the big fourth strike. So Post will pick up his first. 16 fouls against 4 recovery. And now just 14 seconds left in the ballgame. Actually, 14.9. And inbounding the basketball will be Ethan Lemkel. He'll throw it into the backcourt to Trent Ruckerman, and then Derek Jeudy going to steal it. Jeudy going to go to the hole and be fouled by Ruckerman. Ruckerman will pick up the personal foul. That'll be 4-2. Actually, that's Nolan Enneking wearing the 42. I apologize. Enneking wearing the 42. He picked up the foul. Ruckerman wearing the 32.
Several different roster changes happen since we got our rosters.
Yeah, we're getting a whole bunch of changes right now. Right now, Derek Jeudy, did he make that first one, Rocket? Second one goes in. Did he make both those two? Okay, he did. So Jeudy now has 9. That makes it 55-44. And that will be the final score. The next Wildcats going to pick up a senior night win, 55-44 over the 4 recovery Indians. Wildcats, as we said, now 12-7. 5-3 in the MAC, 4 recovery falls to 11-9. 2-6 in the Midwest LA Conference. We'll take our last break, and when we return, it's the hometownoutdirty.com. Hashtag find a job Friday postgame show on your sports center, WCSM.
If a client calls the office and no one is around to hear it, does the phone make a sound?
Hello, no one is available to
take your call right now.
Of course. And if no one is around to answer, think of the lost opportunity. Don't let missed, dropped, or failed calls be a standard for your company. Wabash's hosted business phone system is the last phone system you'll ever need. From one phone to 100 phones, you'll get big business capabilities at a small business price. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
Today is Find a Job Friday. HometownOpportunity.com, your source to connect with local companies and talent, is featuring these latest postings. The Fremont Company has a full-time opening for general production labor, food processing. Mercer County Board of Developmental Disabilities is seeking a service and support administrator, social work caseworker. An ergonomic sales specialist is needed at FlexArm, and Al Borman Trucking has an opening for a stone slinger truck driver. You can check out these postings and many more at HometownOpportunity.com. Hashtag Find a Job Friday.
Welcome back to the Mr. Elementary School. The Mr. Wildcats pick up their 12th win of the season with a 55-44 win over the Fort Recovery Indians. Quarter school looked like this. Mr. led 9-6 under one quarter. 13-10 run for the Wildcats in the second quarter. Gave them a 22-16 advantage. 18-6 got out on an 11-0 run in that third quarter and kind of dominate things at that point. 40-22. Indians actually win the fourth quarter. 22-15 in the final score. Is Mr. 55 for Recovery 44. For the Indians, two guys end up this slip by Ryan Brum. All 14 of his points in the second half. 13 for Peyton Duty, 9 for Derek Duty, a bucket for Cade Wendell, 4 for Ryan Bose, a foul shot for Trevor Vaughn, and a foul shot for Grant Connect. Again for the Indians, 14 for Ryan Braun, 13 for Peyton Duty, 9 for Derek Duty, 4 for Ryan Bose, 2 for Cade Wendell, and a foul shot each for Trevor Vaughn and Grant Connect. For the Mr. Wildcats, two guys in double digits. Led by Mike Kettner, a game high 17 tonight. Jared Schulte had a dozen. 8 for Isaac Friesing, out Blanco had 2. 4 for Cody Furick. 6 for Adam Kanacki on a couple 3-balls. Jack Eichrink had 2, and 4 for Jared Hilsman. Again for the Wildcats, Mike Kettner 17. Jared Schulte had 12. 8 for Isaac Friesing. 4 for Cody Furick. 6 for Adam Kanacki. Jared Hilsman had 4, 2 each for Alex Blanco, and as well as Jared Jack Eichrink. For Fort Recovery, they end up shooting 27% in the game, thanks to a big round of flurry here late in the ball game, because they shot 18%, 17%, 15%, and then it went up to 27%. 8 of 35 inside the arc, 5 of 14 from deep. In the free throw line, they were 13 of 20 for 65%. They pulled down 29 rebounds, 11 offense, 18 defense. They had 13 fouls, 8 turnovers. For the Minster Wildcats, they shot 47% from the floor, 19 to 39 from inside. From deep, they were 5 of 12 for 42%. Just 5 free throws, 2 of 5 from the line, 40%. Did have 40 rebounds, 8 offense, 32 defense, 15 fouls, 11 turnovers. Minster, neither team shot well in the first half, really, but Minster shot better overall. Yeah, 55-44, but it was a fast-paced game. Teams a little bit maybe out of control at times, at least. Again, Mike Kettner leads the way tonight with 17. Jared Schulte with 12. Ryan Braun, 14. Peyton Duty, 13. For the Indians, now 11-9, 2-6. And the MAC, they'll go to Macomb tomorrow night and then finish next week with New Knoxville at home. The Minster Wildcats now 12-7, 5-3 in MAC play. They travel to Spencerville tomorrow night and next week on the road to Rockford to take on Doug Hughes Parkway Panthers. JV game tonight, 52-46. A winner for Minster, a varsity win as well for the Wildcats, 55-44 for Clay and Rocket. I'm Ron Brezick, and we'll see you tomorrow night on your Sports Center, WCSN.